escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Limits, do we have the Noah Constrictor?
We do, Joe.
Is he on video or merely on the phone?
He is on the phone today.
All right. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Constrictor, now that the dust has settled here, I still can't figure out what the hell happened. Tell me why Andrew Heaney and Tommy Pham and IKF are still here. Let's start there. What was the logic behind that? And it has to be something more than they're really swell guys and we want to learn more from them and their leaders and all of that.
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's for their veteran leadership. That's what they all told me. That's what Ben said. And that's what even Paul Steen said to me Saturday evening. He said this was something the team needed. Now, I don't necessarily buy into that. I mean, they might believe that's necessary. I don't see the logic in that. Granted, I'm not a Major League Baseball player. I don't work for a Major League Baseball team, but I do just see, you know, these guys, how much leadership can they provide in these last 2 months that they haven't provided already? And what new players are they taking under their wing? How many guys are going to make their Major League debut in the next 2 months? Is my question. I mean, maybe Bubba Chandler, maybe Hunter Barco, maybe a couple of other relievers, but are any position players going to be playing in the major leagues for the first time of their career in the next 2 months? I don't think so. So if that's the case, I mean, is this really that young of a team? It's inexperienced. It's not very good, but I don't know if it's like a young team that needs IKF and Tommy Pham here to teach them how to play Major League Baseball.
Well, yeah, and if they did, they've been doing a pretty lousy job so far, right?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the points that hit home to me in all of my discussions about this over the weekend was IKF pointed out how every year they sign a handful of veterans on one-year deals, and all of those guys are gone by July because they're selling more often than not. And it's just a new group of veteran voices and faces that these guys have to get used to. And by the time they're comfortable and, you know, starting to trust these guys, they're gone. And so that's the logic behind keeping them an extra 2 months. I guess my counterpoint would be, why not sign one to a multi-year deal then? And didn't they already do that with Mitch Keller and Ryan Reynolds? And I guess Hayes is gone now, but I mean, they've had other guys who've been consistent faces in this organization, and if they're not enough and you need a more veteran presence, then stop signing them on one-year deals and sign someone good with real credibility on a multi-year deal. Because that's what happened the last time they were good. They brought in veterans on multi-year contracts like Burnett and Russell Martin, and look what happened.
We have the savvy young news hound Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette on here. He talked to Paul Skeens the other night. And the most notable quote for me by far in your interview with him about the trade deadline was, and I quote, "Hopefully it created some space for us to acquire some bats in the offseason. Didn't see a lot in terms of major league acquisitions at the deadline, but hopefully that sets us up next year." So he's on the record now. It's sort of unusual to see a player on the roster putting it out there, "We need bats, go get some." That's, to me, that was the most notable quote. I imagine no matter what he told you, he can't be overly thrilled with what went down at the deadline, can he?
I don't know. I think he's more patient than a lot of fans. Like, and I don't know how filled in he is on their organization plan. I don't know if they tell him things that they don't necessarily tell the media or wherever. And I think Paul was smart to kind of keep the cards close to the vest for the most part. It didn't look too emotional or invested into anything specific other than that point that you just listed. It was just, hey, like, this is all right. They say they just completed phase one of the process, which is creating some room to spend money and adding depth to the minor leagues, especially the low levels. He's like, all right, well, you did that. So now you need to execute on part two of this plan, which is surrounding us with bats. And I know he's not the only player who feels that way. There are a lot of guys in that clubhouse who expected more to be done last offseason. And now that level of expectation is higher because they saw what happened after not much was done.
Another mind-blowing aspect of the trade deadline, Noah, is the fact that they got, at least according to, I think it's MLB Pipeline, but various sites that I've seen who rank prospects, people who make a living doing that, have the return for the Hayes deal. That kid is a higher prospect than anybody they got in the Bednar deal. How in the world is that possible?
I have no idea. Now, I will say sometimes prospect lists are not the most accurate indication of talent. There are plenty of guys who are top five prospects that never pan out. There are plenty of guys who weren't top five prospects that go on to have good productive careers. But it's discouraging if you're a fan to see Charrington or to hear Charrington say they had access to other high caliber players, the guys that were on top 100 lists, but this was the return they chose. And the return, the highlight, the headliner, as he said, of this return is the guy who's a lower-rated prospect than Wyatt Sanford, someone who they took as a comp pick last year. The guy they got in the Hayes trade, like you said. There are a handful of other prospects that we probably won't see for a while that are higher rated than him right now. I mean, maybe their evaluation on him is different. I've been told that they had a top-five grade on him in the Yankee system. But the national experts seem to disagree with that analysis.
Another incredible thing. Charrington says, yeah, we cleared out some room to, you know, take a look at some young players. It doesn't even seem like there's a young position player to take a look at, does it? Is there anybody at AAA like that that's cleared room for? Billy Cook, Ron's long-lost son, or who's the other guy? Nick York down there? There's nobody to try out. Six years into a rebuild.
What about the 28-year-old reliever? Where's he going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's, I think, the saddest reality out of all of this. And there's a lot of tough pills to swallow from this trade deadline stuff. But the harshest part of it is, like what you said, Joe, there's no room to clear. Or, I mean, there's no one to clear room for as far as position players are concerned. If Billy Cook or Nick York or Ronnie Simon or whoever else is down there right now gave this team any indication that they'd be an upgrade, they would have been here by now. It's not like Bubba Chandler or Hunter Barco where the pitching's good enough where they don't need to clear space. They desperately needed offense literally from the first game of the season. And if Billy Cook or Nick York or any of those other guys were good enough to allow the Pirates to believe that this guy deserved at bats over someone in the starting lineup, that would have happened. I mean, they've called up guys and tried to get you know, lightning in a bottle with Nick Solak, Matt Gorski, Sawinski.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Back to being Jack Sawinski in the major leagues again. I mean, they've tried it with everyone, but the reality is they've got probably 20 position players who are all at about the same level. They're all really good in AAA. None of them are really that good in the majors.
Limits over here seems to think that Cherington will get fired after the season. I think he's going to be back, unfortunately, next year. Where do you stand on this matter, Noah Constrictor?
It's hard to read. I mean, logic would indicate that he would be done because I just don't know what argument you really have to keep him. But the moves that he made last week those are moves that tell me that he's going to be making the next wave of moves. You know, like if he's approaching this as a long-term play or, you know, a multiple part plan, then I would think that he would be the one running the other part of that plan, which is in the off season. If not, I mean, you could bring a new GM in and they could trade Mitch Keller. They could sign some players in free agency. And I'm sure a lot of fans would rather that be the case, but I don't know. I don't think it's a guarantee that he's fired.
Limits, would you like to jump in here?
I'd love to after that depressing point. You know, Noah, I think about Johan Oviedo and the depth that they say that they have at starting pitching. The Bailey Falter trade is one of the most shocking things that I think could have happened, where it's wild that we went from Bailey Falter being acquired and the fans booing him on opening day because Skeens wasn't on the roster to now everybody up in arms about Falter. My point is, how much pitching depth do you think that they really have? Oviedo now back. Do you think we've overestimated it a little bit? And do you think that strength might make a Keller trade in the offseason very possible?
Yeah, I think their pitching depth is still fine because, I mean, they're going to have another wave of guys coming after all of these guys in AAA who are either up or going to be up soon. I mean, another wave's coming. You look at some of the progress that's been made at the lower levels. These guys are working their way up to AA now, guys like Dotel, guys like Kelly. These guys will probably be on prospect lists soon enough as well. So I think their pitching is always going to be fine. Now, if they keep dealing from it, if you deal away a Mitch Keller and then someone else on top of that, now you're getting into a little bit more of an uncharted territory or uncertain territory, I should say. But for now, yeah, I think you have plenty of arm depth, and I think you have enough depth to deal Mitch Keller in the offseason, which I expect to happen.
limits, may I engage the Noah Constrictor in a game of free association?
I would love you to.
Here we go. Short questions and hopefully very short answers. One word if you see fit, Noah Constrictor. You ready?
Yep.
Will Don Kelly be back even if there's a GM change?
Yes.
Will McCutcheon be back next season?
I'm not reporting this, but if I had to guess, I would say no.
Hmm. Will Tommy Pham or IKF be back here next season, perhaps after IKF again predicts them to win 100 games?
Probably not.
Is the Jack Sawinski experiment ever going to end?
I think it's nearing the end, yes.
You sure about that?
I don't know how much more we can do.
If somebody was going to characterize Henry Davis as a bust, is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, probably fair at this point.
Will Joey Bart be back?
I don't know.
Who opens the season at catcher?
Probably Henry Davis.
Will Mitch Keller be back?
I don't think so.
When will Connor Griffin be here?
By this time next year.
Is the organization wavering on Termar Johnson?
What do you mean by wavering?
Are they still sure that he's going to be a big hitter for them?
I think they believe he's going to be a productive hitter. I don't know if it will be with the Pirates. I could see him being a trade chip.
If I were to tell you the rotation to open next season, well, you just said Keller, you don't think he'll be back. Begins with Skeens, Chandler, Oviedo, and Burrows, and maybe you throw in a veteran, which is the one thing Ben Cherington seems to be able to do. Am I crazy?
No, I think that's what it'll be.
Thank you, Noah.
Can I ask one follow-up?
Of course you can, Limits.
You said McCutcheon, you don't think will be back. Do you think that he will just retire, he won't be on another team?
Yeah, and again, this, I want to make it abundantly clear, I am not reporting this.
Yeah, we're not tweeting it out.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, his career will end in Pittsburgh. I just don't know when. I think it could make a lot of sense for this to be his final year.
Thank you, Noah.
And that, your opinion is that would come from him or them?
Probably him.
Thank you, Noah.
Absolutely, guys.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Wonderful. I wonder about McCutcheon. I really do. Like, if it's his choice, I wonder if he would come back. I feel like they would be okay with him for another year considering where their offense is and they don't have a realistic option to replace him at DH.
It feels like even, you know, if it was their choice more than his, there might be a meeting behind closed doors where it came out as his. You know what I mean?
Probably.
That type of thing. And he's been better than I thought these last 2 years.
Yep.
However, if he's still in your lineup, especially in your top 2-5 hitters, then you're not where you need to be.
Not at all. It'd be better for him to be the DH and bat like 6th. That would be a really good spot for him to lengthen the lineup.
I'd like to improve the DH position, actually, to be honest with you. I'd like to get in a big hitter in that spot. I don't know where you get him.
He's only hitting 188 in his last 15 games. That's it.
What are his overall numbers?
On the season, he's at 246. The average is dropping. 11 home runs, 39 RBIs. On base at 323, though.
Yeah. I'd like to upgrade at DH, honestly.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.